Turn to John 5. I guess what I'm thinking is we just finished God the Father. In the next sheet, which you haven't gotten, I'm going to hold it till next week because we wouldn't finish it, is Jesus the Son. So rather than going a part way through the sheet, I thought we'd do this. It definitely goes with the study. It's just an intro to Jesus the Son. John 5. I was looking at this today in John, and I thought, you know what? Jesus is telling us in John chapter 5 that he has absolute equality with the Father. Or there's an absolute equality of the Son with the Father. If you look at John 5:16, look at Jesus has absolute equality with the Father, or the Father has absolute equality with the Son in service. Verse 16, therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto and I work. I'm about my Father's business. We work at the same thing, is what he's saying. Therefore, listen, the Jews sought the more to kill him because not only had he broken the Sabbath, but he said also that God was his Father, listen, making himself equal with God. You see, the Jewish people understood for Jesus to say what he said. He's saying, I'm God. Because the Messiah would be God. He's saying, I'm God. I have absolute equality with my Father in service. Verses 16, 17, and 18. So I'm God. That's the way I take it. Okay? Then we look at there is absolute equality of the Son with the Father in the same in will. Verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. He's really saying there, our works are the same. We're the same in will. We have absolute equality in will, too. I'm God. They do the same works. Verse 20. There's absolute equality of the Son with the Father as the same in intelligence. Verse 20 says, for the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these that you may marvel. They're the same in intelligence. If God can show Jesus all the things he does and all that he knows, he has to be God to even comprehend it. Think of it. They're the same in intelligence. Jesus is saying, I'm God. You know, these cults tell you that, oh, it doesn't say in the Bible that he claims to be God. You know what? Right in 1 Timothy 3:16, God was manifest in the flesh. What more do they need? But here's Jesus telling you. If you look at this and decipher what it's saying, Jesus is saying, I'm God. Verse 21, there's absolute equality of the Son with the Father. They are the same in sovereign rights, I guess we could say. Verse 21, for as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even also the Son quickeneth whom he will. Look it, only God can raise the dead. Jesus has to be God. We are one. If he can give, to quickeneth means to give them life, he can raise them, then also the Son quickeneth whom he will. They're the same in sovereign rights. Look at, verses 22 and 23, they're the same in divine honors. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Listen to me. If he's given Jesus the job to judge everybody, he has to be perfect. He has to be perfect to judge everybody. How can Jesus judge everyone and everything perfectly? It's committed to him from the Father. How can he not be God and go forth as a perfect judge? He can't. He has to be perfect. The only thing perfect is God. He's God. I'm God. That's what he's saying. that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. You know what? This is a sacrilege. This should catch us. If we didn't think Jesus was God, this should nail us as Christians. Oh, no, what do you mean? Jesus should not get the same glory as God does. God gets all the glory. Jesus is saying, I'm God. So he's the same in honors. They're both righteous, they're both fair, they're omniscient. So he's saying, all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. Jesus, you know, he'd be the first to tell you, you know, glory to God. All glory and honor to God. The Holy Spirit's job, all glory and honor to God. Well, the Holy Spirit points us to Jesus Christ, who's God. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which sent him. Wow. So I'm seeing here that they are God. He's God too. There's absolute equality of the Son with the Father. Verses 22 and 23, they're the same in divine honors. They're also the same in imparting life. Verse 24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. I'm God. I can raise the dead. It's pretty eye-opening if you take a cult member through here that tells you that Jesus never says he's God. He's God's kid. That guy yelled at me one day. God has a kid. That's the silliest thing I ever heard. I just wanted to laugh in his face. At the end of our conversation, he got mad at me, and I said, look it, lighten up, bud. And he goes, bud? He was, ask Candy, he was regional district manager of Jehovah's Witnesses Elite, I don't know, 16 badges and all this, I don't know what he was. But he was calling me from headquarters, and he just wanted to argue. I'm like, let's look at this chapter. For as the Father hath life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself. They're the same in imparting life. And then verses 27 through 30, look at this. Absolute equality of the Son with the Father in that they are the same in judicial power and authority. And hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. So again, if he can execute judgment, he has to be perfect to execute judgment, because he's got to do it perfectly and fairly. We can't execute judgment fairly. You'd have to be perfect. Think about all the little things God's going to have to judge. Do you ever find yourself trying to witness to somebody and they ask you a certain situation and you're like, boy, I don't know how I would judge that one. I'm glad God's doing it, because praise the Lord, he's perfect and he knows what to do. I've heard situations, I thought I've heard everything, and then somebody once a week will throw something at me, and I'm like, whoa, I don't know. In the judging department, he has to be perfect to judge perfectly. He says, then marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of my own self do nothing as I hear. I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. You know, he's not saying that I just directly, specifically take orders. He does want to please the Father and do exactly what he says, but they don't do anything apart because they're one. And I just see in this chapter that he's telling us that he's God, that they are the same in service, they're the same in will, the same in intelligence, the same in sovereign rights, the same in their honors, the same in imparting life, and they're the same in judicial power and authority. So we looked at God, and we looked at God's attributes, and they're all wrapped up in Jesus Christ when he came to earth. You know, next week we'll start that sheet on Jesus Christ. He's God in human flesh. And when you really think about that, I used to sit there and think that, you know, it was no big deal for him to become a man and come to earth. You know, he had to be a man so he could die. but he's going to remain man forever. And I think I made a joke. Was it last week's class or was it on Sunday? I made some kind of joke about Jesus and the Father talking and him saying, well, you're going to become a man. You have to relate to men. You're going to become a man so you can die. You're going to become a man so you can show them the way and everything and live amongst them and all that. You know, you'll be fully God the whole time, but you're going to be a man. And Jesus is like, okay. And then after a couple of days, Jesus goes, wait a minute. You want me to stay a man for eternity? That's not what he did or said. But that's like me thinking in my mentality that, wow, do you realize that? There's a man in heaven right now who's got a glorified body. Anyone else in the presence of the Lord is there in spirit. But there's a man in heaven sitting on the throne of God, on the right hand of God who is God, and he's praying for us. And I just think that's awesome. He's God. You know, let's just end right here with a prayer, and we'll just pick up with Jesus next week. Lord, we thank you that you did come. We thank you, Lord, that you paid the price in every way, Lord. Not only did you become man, not only did you go through a terrible death, not only did you suffer and die, you were rejected. You're still being rejected. You're still grieving. You're still being denied access into the hearts of men. The only force there is in the universe that can stop you is the heart of man, not powers or anything in nature or diseases or demons. Nothing can stop you but man's will from coming into their hearts. Lord, I thank you that you did come, and I thank you, Lord, that you became a man knowing you'd stay a man, but you're still God. Praise the Lord, you're God. Lord, thank you that our God paid the price for our sins. Not somebody that God made or created to do it for him. God himself, that is the love of God. We should know that love. Lord, we love you. You've proven how much you love us. We thank you, Lord, for coming. We thank you, Lord, that you've given each person in this room the understanding, knowledge, and wisdom, and you've touched our hearts in such a way that we've received you as Lord, knowing what you've done for us, that you've paid the way for us. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, as we continue to go on, may we remember what you're like. Lord, may we look forward and read ahead to what Jesus is all about, the Savior, the Son, God the Son, our Savior in human flesh. Lord, thank you that you came, and bless us tonight as we leave. Give us safe travel. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and use us out there in the world, Lord. Help us to just be put right in the path of somebody who desperately needs you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.